get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages for music. I sent the video out to Jan, Denise, and George. Greatly appreciate you guys responding. Hopefully you can check out that video. Brain activity while playing music. Especially as we're getting older, you want to do everything you can to stimulate brain activity. Watch this video. Give Big Jimmy a call. Again, the phone number is 616-268-6880. Jan down in Livingston County, thanks. By the way, Gary is doing great on Missy's program. Good, good, good. Thank you, God. I knew it would help him. Gary's the one I spoke to, right, Jan? I spoke with him and took some time to encourage him to get a hold of Missy. Yes, she said. Perfect. Good job. Excellent. But definitely give Jimmy the Music Man a call, because I got to tell you, Big Jimmy, he goes by Big Jimmy because he has a little handheld puppet for kids that he uses called Little Jimmy. C sharp. Jimmy C sharp. And it's part of the music training that he does with children. They greatly appreciate the interaction. And he will absolutely, absolutely expand your brain. It's amazing, amazing what it's done for me already. Let me send this to Robert. He's asking for it up in Sheboygan as well. We'll do this right here, click there, and then I'll go to Jan's text message after I sent Robert. You're getting the video right now. Jan, I did the screenshot of the information. I will forward this to Robert so that he'll have the phone number and the information as well. Call Jimmy, the Music Man, 616-268-6880. Watch the video first and understand why I decided to sign up for lessons with him on the keyboard. Kind of interesting. I never realized this. The right hand of a piano player is playing the melody. The left hand is simply striking chords. The chords that make up the background sound for the melody in every song. Jimmy contends all you have to do is learn basically seven melody notes, seven main notes for the melodies, three major, two minor chords, and you can basically play any song that you hear on 97.7 FM WCHY starting at 12 noon. The hits of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the Ritz of rock and roll. You can do it learning these notes. I believe he threw in a few extra notes, total of 12. Three chords, three majors, two minor chords, and you're off and running. And it's actually fun. And 5 minutes a day, it becomes a habit, it becomes a routine. He'll call you at a set time, check in on you, make sure you're practicing before you go to the next lesson. And he's willing to give you guys a discount for the new year to get you guys started. And refer friends to him, especially elderly friends. If they're having issues with Alzheimer's, Jimmy can work with them. One of the interesting things in the story of his background, he had a stroke about, I think he said it was 7 years ago. Could be longer than that, but he had a stroke and wasn't able to speak. He wasn't able to communicate. Well, through music and other events that happened in his life, he was able to use his engineering background and learn music, which helped him recover and regain his speech, his brain function. Great story. You need to talk to him about it. Really, really cool. So again, text me music and I'll send you the video and I'll send you his contact. And give him a call. I know I've given it to, I believe, Anita down in Florida, as well as Christine Gray in Northville for her granddaughter. So, absolutely. Ah, Jan says, got it. Always wanted to play the piano when I was a kid. Me too. However, my parents couldn't afford it then. I bought a used piano on my 60th birthday and have dabbled with it since then. Gotten books from the library, videos, etc. This is way easier. This is way, way, way easier. And Jan, since you already have the piano, you've got it. I bought an electronic keyboard. I got a Yamaha, and I got it all set up, and I got the numbers on it, and I'm moving ahead. My goal, and I told Jimmy this, my goal is to play the song Somewhere in Time, John Barry's song from that movie that was filmed on Mackinac Island. I want to play that song for Vicky on our anniversary, August 16th. That's the goal. So getting first through the first song, I've got 11 more to go, and then I'm going to go immediately into that song and see if I can learn how to play it. So I'm excited, looking forward to it, and looking forward to you guys giving them a call, sharing the information, and learning it as well. Jan, we can learn together. I'm only on lesson one, so Mary had a little lamb. Oh, God, is it fun. So I want to talk about some other things happening that appear to be happening in the process. Appear to be happening in the process. As we're moving forward, very interesting the discussion of how this is happening. Government in Lansing is what I'm referring to. As they come back into legislative session, things that they are in the process of discussing is the legislative agenda. Now, there is a process where the quadrant meets. What is the quadrant? The quadrant is made up of the governor, the lieutenant governor, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. In that process, they will discuss their legislative agenda. Their legislative agenda as to what they want to accomplish in this next legislative session. One of the things you have to understand that this is, without a doubt, probably going to be a real struggle for the governor and Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, even Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, because it's basically going to be three against one. where they will, without a doubt, want to argue, perhaps, where they will want to basically take a position contrary to the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. In that process, it's amazing. The process of how they are going to try to work together and trying to get something accomplished as easy, as simple as passing a budget for fiscal year 2026. As you go through the legislative process of dealing with one little pesky thing, that's called the Constitution of the State of Michigan. The state of Michigan must absolutely pass a budget before July 1st. Now, today's January 2nd. Everybody is basically getting into their offices, getting committee assignments, chairmanships of various committees. Basically, for some of them, trying to figure out where the bathrooms are. Knowing what their office is there in the Anderson building in the House, the Senate building in the Senate, they're the same. They didn't change. There was no elections for senators. It's only the House and the new speaker. Matt Hall moves into the speaker's office. It's a very nice office, very large, tall doors, lots of meeting space to be had in the speaker's office. But as they move forward, Matt Hall and the Republicans have a decision to make. Whether or not they are going to be willing to participate and cooperate with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, whether or not they are going to be willing to work with her or not. And I've got a story pulled up. We're going to get into that conversation. Kind of an indicator as to how this may go. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. Couple of stories I monitored, kind of predicting, kind of laying out the plan that they believe is going to happen in Lansing. Now that the Republicans have taken back the majority in the House, 110 state representatives, 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats. The Republicans met after the November 5th election and elected Matt Hall to be the Speaker of the House. Basically, the leader of the Republican majority controlled now State House of Representatives in Lansing. Well, one of the politicals, Bill Ballinger, he believes that this is going to slow down, obviously, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's legislative agenda, ramming things through, pushing things through without any input from the Republican. Those days are over. The trifecta is gone. Having control of the House and the Senate by two seats each, two seats in the House, two seats in the Senate, with her being the Democrat governor for the last 2 years, it's over. That's what they did to us in 2023 and 2024. Now she has to deal with Matt Hall and the Republican majority, 58 to 52, for the next 2 years. This 2025 and next year, 2026, which will be her last year as governor of the state of Michigan. Thank you, Jesus. She's term limited out. She's gone. 2026 is going to be a absolute critical election for the direction of the state of Michigan. Now, one of the things you have to understand that this process is going to come down to, basically, the defining moment of the Republican caucus in the House, whether or not under Matt Hall's leadership, speakership, whether they're going to cooperate with the Senate Democrats and the governor. Many of the Republican state representatives are already coming out with bold agendas of their own. State Representative Brian Possumus has already said he's going to put it on the ballot via a legislative referendum for the next election to amend our state constitution, which will absolutely require proof of U.S. citizenship and a state-issued photo ID in order to vote. Talking about the China nationalist student down at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, who actually was registered to vote, given a ballot, voted, and the ballot vote was counted by the city of Ann Arbor clerk and allowed to stand by this Democratic Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Possumus has already said, we don't want foreigners voting in our country, in our state. So this is going to be a very, 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 very interesting process as we move forward. So we shall see. We shall see what's going to happen going forward. And it's amazing because the other source is already attacking the Republicans for being obstructionist, claiming that they are going to cause such damage to the state government that if they don't pass a budget, they may actually shut it down. They're already accusing the Republicans of doing it when they haven't even started committee assignments. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing, this process, and how they are going to try to basically blame the Republicans simply because they won the majority, took back the House, and now are in charge. I hope and pray that they try to work together on things that are commonsensical and fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. Do things that are good and right for the people of the state of Michigan. Bipartisanship. I don't have a problem with it. If you're getting rid of taxes, if you're getting rid of regulations, if you're improving the ability to function in our state, whether as a business, as a school, as a church, as an organization, as a citizen, make our lives better. Protect our God-given rights and leave us alone. That's all we're asking for. State government enforcing laws infringing on us, our freedoms, our liberties, is not what most people want. So hopefully that's what will happen. Well, we shall see. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm